Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's June 30th, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com and AwakeningPlus.com. We're doing individual healings that also bless the senders tonight. And the way we're going to work this is, as usual, we'll open with setting up the sacred container and going into embodied awakening. After that, we'll start taking volunteers, so don't do anything till then. And in past calls, we've actually had time for five or six because our group is getting so good that we're able to work at high efficiency and process things pretty quickly for folks. So let's get in. So we have lots of time. This call goes up to 90 minutes, give enough time for all the healings that want to happen. As always, my requests are, please make this the only thing you're doing, because the quality of your attention will affect everyone and everything else, whether you're live or on the recording. And the other request is, if you must depart the session early before we close the container, then ask the allies to ease you out gently. All right, as I set up the energies, I'm going to ask that you close your eyes and just feel the energy moving in your body on its own, if you're aware of that. And if you're not, then just feel passive breath awareness. So here we go.
Inti Twichi.
I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Spirit Song's higher self. I call Ama the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call my elemental allies. I call our benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Bear. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, there's our sacred container. So let's all get into embodied awakening the best we can. This will make everything go smoother and quicker for the healings, and everybody will get more benefit. So as always, I'll assume there's at least one new person who needs to hear this. So it's kind of like your body's a car, and your ego is going to slide over to the passenger seat, and your divine is going to drive. At any point, your ego doesn't like the divine's driving. It can go right back over, take the wheel again. The divine will step out right away with no fuss. So there's no danger, no risk. It's instantly reversible if your personality doesn't like it. And so your ego is safe. The benefits of embodied awakening include a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you'll do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure out so much in your mind, you'll know what to do through intuition more, and there's going to be more bliss. So if that all sounds okay, then in a moment we'll speak directly, we'll speak directly to your higher self and ask it to come merge with you to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So let's do that. You'll be speaking again directly to your higher self with the following words, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go, come to passive breath awareness. Okay, if you feel energy moving in your body on its own, then just passively notice that. If you don't have that awareness, then just feel your breath come and go. Either way, you're passive and just noticing what's happening on its own. To get the maximum benefit from this technique, I recommend the following. Do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Please do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be passive. Either feel the energy moving on its own or feel the breath come and go on its own. Should you become distracted, that's okay. But as soon as you notice it's happening, let the distraction do its thing. Don't fight it or resist it. Treated like an uninvited guest, and you don't have to give it any further attention. So you're going to relax back into either energy awareness or breath awareness. And if that distraction is still there in the background, that's okay. It's not you. Just let it do its thing, and you do your thing with your passive awareness of energy or breath. Do that as often as needed. The final tweak, if you wish, is to learn how little effort is needed to do this. If you're early in the process, it takes a lot less than you might have thought. So for a moment, if you'd like to play with the effort level, I invite you down to zero effort. Please, for a moment, just to let whatever happens happen and drop down to zero effort. Just be. Just be for a moment longer. Just a bit longer. Okay. So stay at zero effort, but note if you have the awareness you started with anyway, without even trying. So if you are with energetic awareness, is that happening on its own, even at no effort? Or if you are with breath awareness, is that happening on its own, even without trying? Just notice if that's true or not. So with zero effort, you've got that awareness, stay at zero. If you don't, add a teensy, tiny bit of effort back, barely enough effort to feel energy or feel breath. The bare minimum is the perfect amount that gets the job done. Or more accurately, the bare minimum that gets the job done is the perfect amount. Based on my empathic perception, many of you are in embodied awakening. If so, just rest there and know that the space you hold from there makes it easier for everyone else to get there. You know you're in embodied awakening when four things are all true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. And that's feeling pretty sweet. Feels like a great many of us are there and we're ready to move forward. So the way the individual healings work is if you are going to be worked on, the requirement is that you must be live on this call and you must be willing to speak and interact with me during the process. We need real world feedback in real time by voice. So that's the first requirement. Also, I need you to have a very specific idea of what you want healed. It can be physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, whatever, but give us one clear thing to work on. And I would love you to be able to express that as concisely as possible. Because everyone has to have a very specific thing to focus on. So if you can do that, then we are now going to open the space. Let me make sure that unmuting is available. And there's only 9 folks on the call, so there aren't that many people to receive healing in the first place. So there may not be a mad rush for the thing. So if you'd like to receive healing, please unmute yourself and speak, and you'll be first. First come, first serve.
Hi.
Hi.
I was hoping maybe you guys could help me with some chest pains I've been having.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the mama wound or what's going on there, but I have chest problems.
Okay. Can you be any more specific about the nature of the chest pains? In other words, just what you're actually experiencing?
It feels like it goes weirdly. It goes up and down my back, and then it comes through to my chest.
And is it constant? Occasional or
no, it's kind of like pressure, and it hits around 4 p.m. That sounds so weird, but yeah, it hits around 4 p.m. and I don't know if it's connected to the heat or the air quality or what. I've had all kinds of doctors do all kinds of tests for years, and they've never find anything, and it's intermittent. But it kind of bugs.
Okay. All right. Thank you for clarifying. And by the way, no one needs to know diagnosis or any medical stuff. All we know is a sense of where it is and what you're experiencing.
Right there on my chest, right over my heart.
And are you feeling it right now?
A little bit. I'm feeling it more in my back. Okay. Sounds weird. But
right.
Yeah.
So for, in other words,
my heart.
Our experience of the real time is going to be optimal. So right now, you're feeling that pain, but at the moment, it's more in the back of
yeah. your right. Yeah, kind of. It's in my center back, above my solar plexus.
Okay, so would you say this is regarding the physical heart or the heart chakra?
I think it's the heart chakra.
Okay, all right. So there is some awareness of it right now, is that correct?
Yeah.
And on a 10-point pain scale, 10 is excruciating, 1 is none. What's the intensity number at this very moment?
It's about a 5. It feels like pressure more than anything.
Okay, so intense pressure and an unpleasant feeling, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we need. Okay. So, and what is the outcome you desire?
I want it to not hurt anymore.
So you want the freedom?
I want it healed. I want it healed.
Okay, we can do that. Okay, so a critical point here is that even if you're doing the recording of this event, your focus and attention will be just as effective as if you were live on the call. So please do send energy just as, you know, in just as focused and serious a way if you're on the recording as if you're live, because all this works beyond time and space in magical ways. Okay. So, Patricia, are you ready to receive healing?
Yes.
And will you please just remain passive and keep your attention in the painful area as we work?
Yes.
All right. So my guidance is to ask everyone to do this in the passive method that I use. So everyone, you're going to now ask to be the conduit for the highest good energy for Patricia's healing in the area of her heart chakra. And relax and let that energy now come through you. Now that you've invoked it, you've asked to be the conduit for her highest good healing energy, especially in the area of the heart. And now relax. And if you're sensitive, you'll feel that energy coming in your crown, out the front of your body, and going to her. And I do this just in a way that I just totally relax and allow the energy to flow. If it feels helpful to you to imagine healing happening for her, then you can add a little visualization if that's to your taste. Again, my own preference is just passive, being the conduit kind of process. Okay, yeah. Patricia, you feel that energy starting to get strong?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
So I will describe and track the process so everyone's doing a great job. And of course, you beautiful spiritual allies, you are so welcome to join in as well if you wish, either through the humans or directly. Yeah, so it feels like the healing field is getting pretty powerful in and around you, Patricia. Are you feeling that too?
Yeah, yes.
So just relax and receive it. The nature of the container ensures highest good will be done. So the less you do and the more you just relax and receive, I think the better outcome you're going to have. So allies, if it serves our highest good, we'd love a complete and final healing of all this. If that's not highest good, then the maximum healing that serves our highest good would be awesome. Thank you, allies. Yeah, so now it feels like the intensity has stabilized, and now there's just a really strong standing wave field in and around you. So just relax and let it work its magic. The beauty of a healing process of this type is that the divine takes care of the details. We humans don't have to know the particulars of what the issue is or any technical things. We just have to be willing to call in the highest good energy, and the higher intelligence takes care of all the rest. And Patricia, that's getting kind of intense, isn't it?
Yes.
But it's not too much, is it?
No.
Yeah, so the nature of this work does not allow overwhelm. So whether it's you or someone else receiving the healing, I just ask you to relax fully and receive completely. And and it's a self-regulating process. When they're done, the energy will naturally die down and come down to nothing, but they're still holding a pretty steady state for you. Just relax. Yeah. Now you feel that energy flushing out your arms.
Mm-hmm.
So that's some of that heavy energy flushing away that was causing that. So just wherever you feel drainage of heavy energy, arms, feet, or else, just let it go. And it feels like they're also doing some transmutation. Some of it's being moved to love and light. So just whatever they're doing, let them do it. Just be the passive witness of the healing. Yeah. There you feel that how your body just now feels more like energy than flesh.
Absolutely.
So just relax, let them transmute you and transform you. You might get a deeper awakening out of this on top of everything else. Just open to that as well if it happens. Yeah. And the beauty of this process, as reflected in the title, is all who send energy live or on the recording simultaneously receive their highest good energy. Those of you sending, you might be noticing that you're feeling better too. And maybe part of that's all the sweet energy coming through you over to Patricia. But in the years I've done this, my observation has been that anyone who sends highest good energy to one or more other beings is instantaneously given their own highest good in a separate stream. So the recipient gets 100% of what's coming to them in terms of healing or awakening, and the sender is blessed in real time as they bless the other. We've got a sweet group field happening. There's a level of blendedness for all of us doing this live and on the recording. So those of you sending might be noticing that blending effect. Just continue to relax and be a conduit. Although I'm now perceiving some of us are, I often experience when I start as, you know, being a conduit, I'll perceive myself as separate from the recipient and there's a beam of energy going over, but often very quickly I just merge with the recipient and it's all just a blended field. And that blended field is very efficient at bringing the energy the person needs. So I'm sensing that many of us are in blended field. There's no sense of separation from Patricia anymore. At a higher level, we're all merged, and the blending is giving Patricia the most effective possible healing. So we just need to relax and allow that. Can you feel that blendedness, Patricia?
Oh, yes, indeed, yes.
And this blending is above the ego level. There's no secrets being revealed. There's no private information being shared. This is all just, you know, beyond the ego realm. This is pure energy blending. So it's all perfectly safe and no confidences are being violated or anything like that. It's just higher level energy blend. It's a fantastic start. It's not the sweet on the first round.
Wow.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It just showed me that everybody is already receiving their highest good healing, not just you. And that's happening with no diminishment of the effectiveness for you either. That's amazing. They've never done that this quick in a call before. Whoever is feeling tears come up, there's at least one person releasing sorrow, and just let that come out. And there's an effect of, since there's a blended group, some of the releases are being shared by others. So if you feel something coming through you and it's not necessarily your own stuff, that's okay. You're being used as a surrogate healer for another person, one or more other people, and that's all good too. They'll only do this with those who have the capability. No one will get overwhelmed, and no one else's heavy stuff will stick with you. It'll all pass right through. So now the energy is starting to ease off just a little bit. Feel that, Patricia, how it's easing off just a little. Still pretty strong, but they've peaked and now they're ebbing. You feel that?
Yes.
So stay open, stay relaxed. There's still plenty of healing coming your way. So I'm now beginning to feel a little more sense of physical awareness. I was just pretty energy for a while there. So I suspect everyone else is becoming more conscious of physical body if they were more energy blended. But it can be a both and. Yeah, so we're in the denouement. So I'll just track it until it feels like it's done. And then we'll see how you're feeling, Patricia. These allies are pretty good multitaskers. There it is. Okay, does that feel complete, Patricia?
Yes, thank you.
And how does that feel in your heart area now?
Oh, so good. Lots of joy and light and thank you.
Okay, does that feel like you got what you needed there?
Yes, I do.
Sweet. Okay. All right. So thank you. And that didn't take long. And we're sort of living up to our title, Individual Healings That Bless the Senders. So whoever's, I'm not looking at the chat. So I'm just going to ask whoever's next to unmute themselves and whoever unmutes next will receive next. So just, okay. That's iPhone. Who actually is this?
Hi. My name is Jessa.
Hey, Jessa. Welcome. And, tell us, what kind of healing would you like?
Oh, thank you. I'm feeling pain all over my body. So I'm asking for healing, please.
Okay, you just got really garbled. Could you please say that again?
Sure. I said that I'm feeling pain all over my body, and I was asking for healing for that, please.
Okay. And how long has this pain been like this?
Well, this particular situation that I'm, this level has been about since yesterday.
Okay. And is this a one-shot or is this more of a chronic situation for you?
This is definitely a chronic situation for me.
Do you have a diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And about how long has this been happening?
Years, over 5 years.
Okay, thank you. And are you willing to feel strong, challenging intensity if that's what's needed to heal some or all of this right now?
Yes, absolutely. Also, just to clarify, I've had different diagnoses in the past, but nothing recent, and I didn't know if that was pertinent, but wanted to offer if it was necessary to bring it up.
I'm just curious. Okay. So the reason I asked that is because the allies asked me to make sure that was okay with you. However, you do have a safe word. Anyone I work with has the safe word stop. And if anyone says stop, we all stop and reconnoiter. However, I've given that safe word ever since I started being a shamanic healer and no one's ever used it. So I don't think it will be necessary, but I just want you to be comfortable knowing that the safe word is there if you feel like you need it. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. So would you please say maximum healing that serves highest good, please?
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
And everybody else live or on the recording, would you now ask, say the same thing, maximum healing for Jess's highest good, please. And after you say maximum healing for Jess's highest good, please, I invite you just to relax. Here comes the energy and it's a flowing through. So I invite you, we know that it's for her full body pain. Again, we humans don't have to know any more than that. The divine knows everything about her situation. And yeah, the energies. Feel that ramping up, Jessa?
Yes.
Good. Okay, so Jessa, you relax and just feel the body overall. And the rule here is where you put your attention is where the healing energy goes. And if you need it everywhere, just hold generalized awareness for the full body. And if it happens that one area is having a really focused event happening for healing, then it's okay to tighten your awareness to that area. But if then that healing phenomenon, you know, ends up, then you can go back to like full body awareness. So actually they're telling me that what will happen if you allow it is your attention will naturally go where it's needed for the process. So if you'll just now hold your attention gently over the whole body, you'll find that you will naturally focus into whatever areas are needed at the time. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so just relax. And during the process, if you feel it's helpful to say anything, that's okay. But otherwise, just relax and just hold generalized kinesthetic awareness. In healings of this nature, there's going to be thoughts and images swirling around as part of the process. My advice is not to focus on thoughts or images, but to just relax, focus back into physical sensation. And in the many years I've been doing shamanic healing in this style, that seems to give the best outcomes. So that's my recommendation. So Jesse, just relax, and we got a nice juicy flow going. And for you or anyone else, if the body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, if you need to cry or holler or scream, pound the pillow, whatever, if the body just wants to do any of that, it's okay. Nothing says you have to hold still. But again, as I always say, don't be a drama queen for the hell of it. If you're just still in silent and that's the best route, that's okay. But don't resist any kind of motion or sound the body wants to make as part of its release process. Okay. And my body is shaking quite a bit, and I'm being shown that many of us are doing surrogate healing for you. So if you live or on the recording are feeling a lot of heavy energy coming through you, that is on behalf of Jessa. They're spreading the work around. Again, if you allow the energy to move through you and don't fight it, then it will come through really smoothly. Nothing will stick afterward. But many of us are being used as surrogate healers for her right now. So whether you're live or on the recording, please simply relax and allow that. There's nothing you have to do beyond allowing. Yeah, they're moving a lot of hucha out. Hucha is a South American word for heavy energy, the kind that we're happier without. Jessa, do you feel a lot of that heavy energy going down to the earth and flushing out?
I didn't really feel it going to the earth, but I definitely feel it moving and excavating. Good. I feel it excavating.
Yeah, well, wherever it's going, just let it go. Yeah, there is some going up into this heavens, isn't it? All right,
yeah, I feel that a lot more. I feel it more going up.
Yeah.
Subtly going down, but much more up.
Yeah, so just let it leave however it wants to leave. And I'm also getting, do you feel how it just kind of went to a steady state instead of a release? How there's like just that vibration that's set in and it's kind of holding a steady state field in your body now? Do you feel that?
Yes.
Okay, so they're vibrating in. My perception is they're loosening up another level. So you just relax and let them vibrate in there. They're kind of loosening up the next level of release. So nothing will be flushing at the moment, but they'll start flushing when the next level is ready. So just relax, be passive, just feel what they're doing. There we go. Now feel the next level of release going.
Yes.
Just let it flush. And to be super clear, I'm not making any of this happen. I'm just reporting everything's being done by our beautiful allies. I'm just, as always, the empathic tour guide. Yeah. So anyone who's having energy plus three, once again, just let it roll, let it come through. And if you just relax and let it flush through, none will stay. You'll be clean as a whistle when we're done. Yeah. Yeah, Jessa, does your body feel more like energy than flesh now?
I don't think I can tell.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, I think they're working toward that. I'm sensing a little bit of excess effort in the group field. So everyone who's hearing my voice live or on the recording, if you'd please relax. If anyone is visualizing, please stop visualizing. Go passive, just allow the energy to come through you. The allies are saying, please let us do this for you. I'll just say for them, they're way more effective than we humans are. So encouraging us all to go to the passive mode. There we go. That's better. Yeah.
Now I feel more like full energy.
Good. So just
but not very much full.
Excellent. Yeah, it's going really well. You just stay as open and relaxed as possible. You don't use any effort beyond passive awareness. You're kind of just easily feeling the whole body field, right? You're just naturally aware of your entire body and the energy that's part of it. It's kind of an effortless awareness of what's happening. Is that true?
Yes.
Good, yeah. So your awareness now includes the energy body as well, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, just allow that. That'll be an automatic thing as long as you just let it be that way. Yeah. They're asking you to actually just go to no effort at all and just be. You're saying your awareness will naturally be held. So please just allow that. They're actually extending that invitation to all of us. So if anyone who's a sender, so to speak, would like to just relax and go to zero, just experiment with that and see if you still perceive yourself to be an effective conduit we just went to blending. Whoa. Okay. Did you feel, Jess, how we all just blended with you there on the higher level? Now we're all just one thing. Do you feel the shift?
I definitely felt a shift.
Yeah. So that's the blended field. That's the healing field. So let's all just relax and be. No more flowing because we're all blended. So everyone just relax and just chill, enjoy this bliss field. So it's weird. It's a bliss field and yet there's still some heavy energy flushing through our physical bodies, but our physical bodies are such a small percentage of what we're aware of. So everyone just relax, let happen whatever is happening. Some of you may be having a little bit different experience than what I'm describing. That's okay. Let it be what it is. But whatever it is, it's working. Yeah. Now I can see those layers of pain. It's almost like a window screen is what I'm seeing. It's been wrapped around parts of your body energetically. And that screen is being unpeeled. That's the best words I can put on it. That's not exactly what's happening, but it's the idea. They're saying this is where it might be a little bit intense for you, Jessa. So just relax. And even if it's a little bit uncomfortable, just be with that best you can. Try not to tense up or resist. Just stay open. All right, there's some emotional pain coming up. It's subtle right now in the heart chakra. Do you have any awareness of that? A little bit of emotional intensity starting to come up a little bit?
I don't feel emotion. I'm not tapping into emotions, but I did feel something clench around my heart chakra area.
Okay. All right, just feel that clenching and just be with it. And your simple presence there will help it unclench. There is some pain in there, and I'm just feeling the traces of it. It is buried pretty deep, but it is a big part of the pain. And, well, you know, there's some deep sadness and sorrow buried in there. So it's now starting to come out. So are you willing to feel some of that emotional sadness and pain if that's what it takes to get this healing moving along?
Yes.
Okay. So just whatever comes up, just feel it and be with it. Okay. Whether it's emotional or physical. Yeah, they're starting to bring it up from the heart chakra, and it's starting to flush out the arms is what I'm feeling. And it's kind of like clotted cream. It's kind of thick and kind of, it's been in there a while, kind of coagulated. And yeah, it's kind of like, you know, old cottage cheese is what it kind of feels like to me. So let that stuff kind of work its way down your arms and out. And again, some of us are acting as surrogate healers for that. Since we're all blended, each according to their ability, will be used for the highest good. And the allies are saying other people's emotional pain is being cleared as well. Everyone who showed up here to hold space is receiving healing also to the appropriate degree. There we go, blending more deeply. Yeah, that was a beautiful shift. Stronger bliss. Do you feel that there's now a stronger bliss field there, Jessa?
I definitely felt something deep and a release and joy.
Good. Yeah, just relax into this bliss field. Okay, that there's a part of you saying you don't deserve this. You don't have to believe that part. Just open into the bliss anyway. Just turn your attention away from that negating part. Yeah. And a little bit of sadness and sorrow in the mix. That's your price of admission. Be willing to feel that even as you move into the bliss field. I hope that makes sense. Yeah, just relax into it. You're going to feel the pain and the bliss all together. There you go. Good. And just let it be. It's all running itself. You don't have to do anything except allow what's happening. There you go. Now we're getting past that. Did you feel that resistance at the edge of your energy field opening and the expansion happening there? Good. There you go. Well done. Yeah, you're getting nice and big now. Good job. Open into that larger energetic body. There you go. Good. That's where they wanted to get you to. Good. Do you have that awareness of how much larger your energetic body is now? And it works
better. Yes.
Good. So just rest in that. And they're saying that's where they needed to get you to. Now, can you compare your current state with the level of physical pain you started with? Is it any different now?
It changed, but there's definitely still a lot.
Is it more or less pain than when we started?
More in some areas, less in others.
Okay. Overall, does it seem like an improvement or just not really much better?
I would definitely feel a spiritual improvement.
Okay.
So probably if I get in there a little deeper, that is a physical improvement, of course.
Okay.
But I'm discerning... Okay.
If you're willing, have you been using the invocations for healing and awakening as part of your healing process by chance?
Yes.
Okay. So what they're saying is what just happened will make those work easier for you and they'll take you deeper now because it's like the group energy gave you a boost that you couldn't have got on your own. And they're saying if you continue, you know, it doesn't have to be my invocations, but just continuing to work with the idea that the divine energy is going to do the healing for you. And of course you can still do, you know, ego-based healing, you know, in other more conventional ways or whatever ways work for you. But they're saying if you'll work this in as part of what you do, they believe that will help the healing accelerate. they're saying what you have is pretty deep and they can't get it all at once, but they believe they've made an inroad. And what they're saying is they've, hopefully you've had a demonstration of how quickly the energy can move in a good way to move you in the healing direction. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Any questions or comments before we move to the next person?
No, thank you.
Okay. All right, so let's all just take a moment and feel how we feel. Based on what I'm feeling, we're all pretty darn altered. There's a beautiful bliss field here. And they're saying that's exactly the state they want us in for the next person. So, yay. So, Jessa, thank you. You volunteering allowed all of us to have this amazing experience. We're all very grateful to you. Thank you.
I'm grateful to all of you. Thank you.
All right. So it looks like Joanne has unmuted. Joanne, would you like to go next?
Sure. My left eye, I'm having dryness in my eye, and then it hurts. And a few years back, at my eye doctor, they said I had beginning cataracts. I don't know. Okay. All I know is it feels like my eye is going to separate or something. Some days it hurts. And then other days it's fine. So what I would say is I'd like healthy eyes, you know, 100% healthy eyes, both eyes, and my vision, you know, 20/20 vision in both eyes, because I'm seeing both eyes are now, one has been LASIK for distance and one is for up close, and neither one are good anymore. They're both. Mm-hmm. So now that hurting left eye is, I don't know, it's coming and going. And then the other thing, it's all in my head, and I also am having more difficulty hearing, and I don't know, you know, I'm getting older obviously, but so it centers in my head.
So you want optimal hearing and vision, is that the bottom
correct
line? Okay.
Correct. And another funny thing is when we came onto the call, I'm laying on my pillow and all of a sudden I'm getting this real stiffness and soreness in the right side of my neck and shoulder. And it happens almost every call. I don't know why, but I got it. And it's really strange. Okay. Anyway, maybe tied into that thing from Monday. I have no idea. I just wanted to share that.
Just out of curiosity, is that getting better over time, that stiffness in the right side?
Yes. Now, after a couple of people, me sitting here, or laying here rather, yes, it is. But at the very beginning of the call, it was just painful. It was like, ouch.
They're saying that they're working that quite deliberately.
Oh.
And the nature of the work they're doing is that they have to work it in a way that does initially cause pain before they can do the healing on it.
Okay, dear. Okay.
Sometimes pain is required for healing to be effective. They only do as much as is needed, but sometimes there's just no way around it.
Okay. Okay. So, and of course, any healing in any other areas, whatever. You know.
All right. So again, because it helps us to have a tight focus, we'll just focus on eyes and ears. Okay.
Perfect. Perfect.
And of course, the allies will always do any additional healing that serves highest good anyway.
Correct. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Joanne. Okay. So Joanne, you just, would you now just say maximum healing that serves highest good, please?
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
You relax and just hold your attention gently in the eyes and ears. And everybody else, please say maximum healing for Joanne's highest good through me. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. And just relax, let the energy flow. Oh, good flow already. Okay, good. So Joanne, you just gently hold attention in the eyes and ears where you want the healing.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel it coming in?
Yeah.
Good.
I feel like a swirling in my head.
Good. Okay. So you just relax, let it do whatever it does, and everyone else just be the conduit. Again, you're just as effective even if you're on the recording. So just gently hold attention and, we're all feeling some nice energy as senders as well.
Mm.
Yeah. So once again, some people are surrogate healers. My body is shaking pretty good. They're moving something through me. So relax and let yourself be used for her healing in whatever way serves highest good. Only things that help her and will not harm you will happen. Okay, there's the shift in the field. It gets a little subtle. Feel how you just went to that higher bliss level there, Joanne?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, now they're holding, now that's a stasis field. So just rest in that stasis field. Feel how they're kind of, it's actually kind of your whole body, but there's plenty of it in the eyes and ears, right?
Yeah.
So just relax and let the whole body receive the stasis field. Apparently this, they have to do the body thing to fulfill your requests.
Okay.
Just relax, let them alter your consciousness as much as necessary. That feels pretty nice, doesn't it?
I feel like I'm in a hammock swinging.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like I'm in a hammock swinging in a hammock.
Right. And you feel mostly like energy, right?
Yeah.
Good. So just relax, let your awareness be in the energy aspect of you. That's where the healing is going to happen. Spiritual healing works the energy body first, and then there's, you know, flow down effects to the physical. There you go. Just relax and let this altered state move as it will. Yeah, I have the sense of things getting stirred up. Nothing is flowing out at the moment, but they're vibrating and they're getting some stuff ready to clear.
Mm.
Everybody else, just stay passive, allow. Okay, once again, we're beyond flowing as a separate being, and once again, we're all blended field. Jen, can you feel how we're all kind of merged with you at that higher level now?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Just relax into that, be with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. They'd like you 100% passive now, Joanne, so just be. Can we let go, please? Yeah. They're asking you to release even that little bit of effort you're still using. Can you go for it, please?
Okay.
I mean 100%. Mm. Yeah. Try it. There, okay. There you go. Yeah. Now the release is happening. Good. So just allow that to flush out. Really let go so they can give you the max benefit. Any effort on your part is going to slow it down.
Okay.
Yeah. Feel how that bliss increases when you fully let go?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you want. Yeah, I'm sensing pretty much all of us are sharing this altered state with you now. What a beautiful we. This is amazing. And now I can feel the specific work being done in the eyes and ears. Very subtle energetic shifts there. And stay fully passive. You can feel that really subtle stuff happening in that area, right?
Yeah.
So just allow. I'm feeling a special, a lot of energy in the left eye. Are you feeling some unusual sensation in the left eye right now?
No, but my head is like it's spinning or something.
Okay, enjoy that. Hmm. I'm feeling some left eye stuff happening. I can't go beyond that, but there's definitely...
Okay, my left eye, the eyeball is rolling around or something?
Yeah, as long
around. Okay.
Spontaneous. As long as you're not making it happen, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm doing anything.
You're being a good pupil.
I get a gold star.
And now I feel energy into the ears as well. It just shifted out there. Still working the left eye, though. Feels like the right eye is fine. They're not really doing much there.
Okay.
Left eye and ears, I'm mainly feeling the effects. But again, lots of full body bliss as well.
Mm-hmm.
The body is still interconnected.
Yeah.
Okay, the pressure you're feeling in the body, is there... Once again, shaking up some things overall.
Okay.
Let's get ready for a larger flush. Go back to zero, please. Just allow.
Okay.
Don't focus in any particular area. Just be.
Yeah, that's what happens. Start focusing inside.
Yeah, so just have general full body awareness with the absolute minimum effort. In fact, they're saying just zero will do. They'll hold your awareness for you. So go to zero and the awareness will be there automatically. Try that.
I surrender. I allow. Just be.
Yeah, just be. There you go. Yeah, good. That's the state where they can do the best work. Good job. Everybody else can just be, everyone who's the senders, so to speak, just be as well. All of us can now just relax and be. And we're in that beautiful, big, fluffy field together. Yeah. They're saying this is Aquarian Age healing. The more we move into the Aquarian Age, the more we do these beautiful blended group processes in the inner worlds. Now I'm feeling a little more movement toward physical, so it sounds, feels like we're moving back toward ground. So they're taking it easy so all these energies can be integrated into the body. And they're saying others are receiving healing in various ways right now as well. To thank them for holding space for you.
Thank you.
There, feel that flush out the feet, the heat in the feet effect there, right there?
No, but my hands are going off.
Yeah, so just they're doing a little more flushing here at the end. Okay, what's happening is as you come more into the body, there's going to be more of a flush out of the body. So I'm feeling a lot of heat in the feet.
I'm now feeling my feet, yeah.
Yeah, so they're bringing heavy energy out the hands and feet. So basically that earlier healing was really being done etherically. Now that they're integrating it into physical, now the physical flush is happening.
Oh, okay.
So just relax and allow that more dense, more physical energy to flush out, where it's closer to physical. So just allow the flushing for as long as it goes. They're not quite done. Allow that altered state to be there in your body. They're giving you a significantly deeper embodied awakening than you had before. They're saying this can be your new baseline if you wish to maintain it, at least until it rises again.
Yes, I will take it. Yes. Thank you.
Give them a little more time. They're still flushing. And by the way, the allies always work as fast as they can. If they were to go any faster, it would be too much. So we never have to spur them along. They're already at full speed. I think that's it. How do you feel?
I kind of feel like in Star Trek and they put you in that space capsule thing. Feels like I was just put in some space capsule. I don't know. How I feel is kind of out there is what I'll say. My left eye doesn't hurt.
Good.
So that's a good thing. And it doesn't feel dry. Like it was feeling like it was coming apart before.
Okay.
Hopefully
that will help some.
Yeah. Yeah. I just feel like I'm just so relaxed. Like I'm just like a baby and just like snoring, laying there snoring. It's like that. I don't have any, can't say anything. I don't know. I'm just kind of like, out, like leg here, just out, I guess.
So you chill and relax. Anyone who's the healing, if you need to just chill and not so much hold space for others, that's fine. Okay.
You know, what's, I think is it's interesting is when you said that I was, not relaxing all the way. I know I started feeling and looking inside my body because I wanted to see what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say I'm not all the way relaxed, I don't feel like I'm doing anything. So I'm not sure.
Hmm.
About that.
My perception is, after I said that, it felt like you opened a little more fully than you had been.
Okay.
That was my perception. And I only speak as they tell me to speak. So.
Yeah. I had one hit when you said allow it more. So whenever anything would happen on me, like, a healer or going to a doctor, like getting a shot or anything.
Right.
I would like get all tense and be afraid.
Right.
Maybe I have a fear response of somebody working on me. I don't know.
That's understandable.
That's a hit I had because I used to have my blood taken and all that, and I can't stand any of it, you know.
Yeah, that's stressful.
So perhaps that might be, but okay. I feel so much better now. Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you, everybody. Okay.
Healing well received.
Okay.
Okay, let's see who's next. Thanks, Joanne.
Thank you.
Who's next? Unmute yourself. Looks like it's nobody yet. So the door is open for whoever's next. Again, I'm not looking at the chat, just unmute yourself. If you're on a phone, it's *6. If you're on Zoom regular, it's just click the mic icon. Okay, Deanna, hi.
I would say if nobody else is jumping in, I would jump in. Uh-huh. I've been feeling more anxiety, mm-hmm. and it feels energetic. And then this twitchiness in the left leg.
Okay.
Which I don't know if that's just a release of something, but it just is uncomfortable and can happen when I'm trying to fall asleep or trying to wake up or just trying to relax.
Okay. So you want the elimination of anxiety and the elimination of left leg twitching?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so be it. Okay, so would you please say maximum healing that serves highest good, please?
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
You just relax, and everyone else, I ask to be the conduit for Deanna's highest good healing. And our specific intention is the elimination of maximum anxiety that serves highest good and the maximum elimination of twitching in her left leg that serves highest good. But all let this be so to the greatest extent that serves highest good, allies, starting now. Give the energy flowing. Again, you all know by now, just relax and be the conduit, be the hollow reed. There, you feeling that energy, Deanna?
I am.
Good.
I still feel some anxiety, but I am feeling the energy.
Well, hey, we just got started. Give us a chance.
You did say they work fast.
All right, so you just drop your expectations and relax and open and let's see what happens. Again, you're the regulator, Deanna. The more you fully open and relax and just receive, the more healing you're going to get. So just open as fully as you can, relax. There. There's quite a nice current coming through. A reminder once again, even on the recording, you're just as much a part of this. So please hold space just as if you're here live. If you're here live, hold space like you're here live. Yeah, wow, that's a lot of energy coming through. So you just relax, Deanna. That's some pretty high voltage, isn't it?
Yeah, it feels pretty good.
Yes, it is. Let it come in. Yeah, this is a very different flavor than the prior people got. So, yeah. Okay, so this, okay, I get it. This is like, this is the polar opposite of anxiety energy. It's vibrating in a weird way, in a similar way, but it's like they're saying it's the exact opposite and it will cancel the anxiety. So you just relax and let this energy permeate you. I'm showing it. There, Misha, it's the principle like noise canceling headphones use. The microphone picks up the actual sound and it generates the opposite waveform of the sound, and the one cancels the other. So they're creating an opposite waveform of your anxiety to cancel it out. So we'll just relax and let, whoa, that's a lot of shaking. So once again, some of us are being used as surrogate healers. Relax and let the energy come through you on Deanna's behalf. As always, only what you're ready for will come through you. Nothing will stick if you just relax and let it come through. There we go. And the energy just went to quiet. Okay, so now what I just perceived, Deanna, is all the high vibration stopped, and now there's a very subtle buzzing in your body. Is it kind of like that?
Yeah, it's very, very steady.
Very subtle. Okay, they're just relaxed. They're getting in there. They did the gross work. Now they're in there doing the subtle work. So you just relax and let them do the very microscopic stuff. Everyone's invited just to relax and open fully. They're encouraging us no more visualizing or intellectualizing. Just be a pipe. There's the group field. I was wondering. So it's a little tentative. Not everyone who's holding space is relaxing fully and opening into this. So please, everybody, go passive. Just be. That's the only way they can build a group field that's going to help her the most. So please drop all individual effort and just relax fully into the space. Even if you're on the recording, that's getting better. They're saying even one person not doing this will slow things down a lot. So everybody hearing my voice, please relax fully and open into this. There we go. Better. So now we have the blended field. Although it's a very different feeling blended field than we had before, I can't verbalize the difference, but it's notably different. Perfectly customized for Deanna. Yeah, there's some old childhood wounds that are the source of that anxiety, and they're vibrationally working that. You don't, Deanna, have to go remember anything, just stay in the moment, but if imagery does come up or memory comes up, just let it pass through. Don't dwell on it. But if emotion comes up, you know, pain or strong emotion, be willing to feel that and be with it. So stay with kinesthetic and emotional sensation and let any thoughts or images just pass through. Allow them to be present. Just don't focus on them. Keep your attention on the sensation of physical and the sensation of emotion. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I'm definitely feeling it.
Yeah, a lot of it's radiating off into space in a circular manner, like a supernova ejection, kind of, but subtler. Just relax. They're taking it out bit by bit. They say it's delicate excavation. This is a pretty deep wound they're working. So just, yeah, if some tears come up, some sorrow, some pain, just allow that. You have to feel at least a little of it as they clear it out. Just open to it, be present. They promise no overwhelm. But you do have to feel some of that sadness. If you have to cry, it's okay. I've got a lot of tears coming up for me empathically. Anyone else who's feeling that pain and sorrow, just let that pass through like water. We all share the pain with her. It'll move faster. So don't go looking for it, space holders, but if it's there, just be with it. Each person will get what they can handle. There, nice energetic shift. So you feel mostly like energy now, Deanna, is that correct?
It's clearing and almost gone.
Good, so just stay
with it. It's a very specific sensation.
Good, just stay with it. Just keep feeling, letting thoughts and images pass through. And they don't want you to go completely passive, but just the bare minimum effort needed to hold awareness of what's happening. The lightest possible touch that holds awareness. There you go. You're doing really well. There, they just cleared a bunch of anxiety right there. It just kind of flushed out into space. It's like a circular field just going out. There, feel that light body getting bigger?
Yeah.
So there's a part of you that doesn't feel worthy of being that, but the very fact that it's happening guarantees that you are worthy. So can you relax into this large light body and be conscious in it? Can you just basically, there's a part of you resisting expanding into this. And if you just drop the resistance, you'll expand into it automatically. Does that make sense?
It does.
So can you now drop the resistance and just let yourself expand automatically into this larger size of consciousness? Just try that, see how it feels. You can always compress again if it's too much, but it won't be. That's better. Can you feel how that pain in the heart chakra is holding the lock right there?
Yeah.
Can you feel that pain in the heart and just be with it, let it clear? Just be present with that discomfort in the heart chakra. Don't do anything about it. Just feel it without resistance. There you go. Now use the minimum effort to feel it. There you go. Now it's clearing. Just stay with it. Just like that. That's perfect. Yeah. Good. Now feel how the expansion is now happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're doing perfect. Stay just like that. Yeah. Everyone else is holding space so perfectly. Thank you, space holders. You're doing just perfect. And space holders, you've got some heavy energy coming through. Just let it flush through. Let it run itself. Yeah, I was just saying, everybody deserves help. There's no cheating happening here. And now, Deanna, go to zero effort. Just be. There you go. Feel how you're now fully occupying the larger light body?
Yeah.
And just be that for a moment. And there's still some lockdown in the heart chakra. You feel there's still a little bit left to go in there?
Yeah, it's just a tiny percent.
Okay, so back to the heart chakra, hold awareness there again. So folks, we got one more round of clearing at least. So everyone now just relax again and be with Deanna, and we're all blended fields. So just relax into the blended field, drop your agendas and just be present. And each of us will serve as the divine sees fit. And just be present, be available, and whatever needs to happen will happen through each of us. Yeah, I feel that kind of slightly broken glass feeling in the heart chakra, that pain in there.
Yeah.
So just, can you just be present with it? Not doing anything, just being willing to feel it completely with no filter. There you go. Okay, whatever imagery is coming up, just let it pass through. Stay with sensation. There, good. Now it's clearing. Stay with it. Just keep feeling. And you're not resisting any thoughts or images. You're just not focusing on them. Keep on the feeling. There you go. So it's going to take them a moment to work that. There's quite a bit of knotting. It's pretty knotted up in there with that old wound. So they'll do what they can. It looks like that's more than they can do on one round, Deanna, but they've made a good start. But now that you got momentum, you can now work on your own to clear that more fully. And they're saying that is a source of the great deal of the anxiety and the leg twitching.
Okay.
So if you'll continue doing your own shadow work on that heart chakra, they're telling me you know what the incident is. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So just, you know, if this approach feels productive, they're inviting you to continue it on your own later. They're actually saying, since you're a member, if you come back to this recording and come back to your process on the recording, it's as if the group work will continue for you and they'll pick it up each time where they left off. So if it helps you to keep using the recording, they'll keep taking it to the next level each time you listen to this part of the recording.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Know where your part starts. And they say you can also just do it solo and try it that way, but the recording will continue the deeper layers in the archive. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. And thank you, everybody.
So how does that feel any better now?
Yeah, significantly better.
Okay, good.
And, you know, when you were telling me to relax into it, there's a major storm brewing here and it just cut loose outside. And I was so fascinated by all of the things happening that I was focusing on the story rather than just experiencing it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, focusing on the story, you know, will not work best for this mode of healing. Keep it a sensation. Yeah.
So thank you.
You're welcome. Good job. You got a great start there. Okay, it's 9:23. Risa, would you like some work?
I would love some.
Okay. First off, this will probably take us a little past 9:30. Is there anyone who... Well, let me just say this. If anyone gets to a point where they can't stay for the rest of the work, just take the exit route I mentioned, ask the allies to ease you out. But Risa will be the last one for tonight. And again, exit early if you must, but stay if you can. So Risa, what would you like help with?
I had an echo when I heard Joanne talking. I've been having pain on my right side of my neck, my shoulder blade, even somewhat down my arm into the thumb and the index finger, just kind of inflammation and joint pain. And during this healing, actually, my lower back has acted up too. And I think I'll just leave it at that. Oh, no, I will say one other thing. When I've encountered obstacles or unpleasantness lately, I've felt very woozy. Just it's been hard to kind of stay balanced when I'm confronted with something that
okay. Yeah, they're showing me you're dissociating a bit and going out of body some. So yeah, there's a part of you that's is trying to escape dealing with the unpleasantness. Does that feel correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so they'll see if they can work that along with this. So you're specific. So tell us the one specific thing that we should put our main intention for.
It's the line between my neck and my right thumb.
Okay, so that whole right down the shoulder and arm. I'll just on the right side?
Yes.
For that. Okay. Okay, so would you please say maximum healing that serves highest good, please?
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
And everybody else, please say maximum healing for Risa that serves highest good, please. And relax. Okay, the energy's starting. Yeah, that field is building really fast. We're in a pretty rich field already. So, Risa, you just gently hold awareness all through that area you discussed, down the right arm and shoulder and neck. Wow, that was a fast shift. They shifted you right in energetic awareness, didn't they? So you just, yeah. So you feel like a light body mostly?
Mm-hmm.
So just relax into that and just passively receive, just fully open and allow. And then invited that for everyone else. We're so deep into our process now, we're able to move quickly. So everyone just relax and be. We're already in a blended field with Risa. Risa, you feel that blendedness?
Yes.
Okay, so let's all just be blended. And in a blended field, there's nothing to do. Everything just happens. So just relax and let the allies work the magic. Hmm. That's an interesting swirling sensation. It's like there's stillness and swirling all at the same time. So just relax into that stillness / swirling. If your body wants to shake or move or vibrate, let it. It goes for everybody. Reminding you once again, you're just as much a part of this on the recording as live. And just relax into this energetic body, Lisa. Yeah. You're being invited now just to be. Can you feel how when you totally let go, you're totally being held in the field?
Yeah.
Yeah, just total passivity now. You know, it's very subtle now. It's like you're a big ball of light and very subtle energetics are happening throughout this light body. Stuff our human cells will never be able to comprehend. It's way above our pay grade, but you can enjoy the feeling of it. Yeah, it's like we all feel like a big old ball of light. A very blissful ball of light at that. So everyone's invited to zero effort. There's a little bit of effort in the field. It's slowing things down a little bit. So each and every one of you, even on the recording, please relax fully and completely into the field. Let the field run itself. They're saying any effort being put forth by an ego right now is preventing the divine from doing its best. Almost there. Someone's holding effort and intention. If you would please drop that down to zero, please, just as an experiment, try it on, see how it feels. There we go. Now we're open. Let's just hold that total openness and passivity. This will let Risa receive her highest good. And now, Risa, feel some of that old emotion coming up to be cleared? Yeah, so whatever that is, just let it come up or bring up just a little bit of it to see how you work with it. Just be willing to feel whatever comes up. They promise they will not overwhelm, but this repressed pain is what's causing the symptoms, and they will now clear as much of it as you can allow them to clear, and your response to what comes up will determine that. So just relax into this the very best you can. Your best is good enough. They'll do what they can. Feel that sadness. And some of us are feeling it with you. And again, we're allowed to help her. So those of us who are feeling some of that sadness and pain, just feel that and be with it without doing anything about it. All the processing will be automated. Good. More of it's coming up, flushing out. So they're willing to clear as much of this old pain as we can collectively let through. So each and every one of us, just relax, allow, feel what you're feeling. No one will be assigned more of this pain than they can feel and let through. And none will stick afterward. Good, good flow outward. Everyone's doing great. Just stay totally relaxed and open. Let the divine keep making use of us for Reese's healing. They're getting down to the core of it now. Still flushing up. Everyone keep allowing the heavy energy to move through. Be willing to feel challenging emotion. Let it pass through you like water. Good. Feeling most of it exiting the crown chakra. I cleared this way in ayahuasca ceremonies. I don't usually do it on calls with Awakening Plus. Really happy that this is able to happen here. Okay, now they're coming back into the physical body. I think they've done what purging they can. Reese, do you feel how you're gaining physical body awareness again?
Yes, the core.
Yeah, so they're putting you back together. You were mostly out there in etheric land. Now they're bringing the cleansed light body into the physical body. Let's see what happens when they do that. Yeah, now you feel the hands heating up. They're gonna, so the bringing the purified light body into the physical body now is going to have a second round of detox, at least to some degree. Yeah. So there's heavy energy going out the hands. That's why the palms are feeling hot. So just let that flush through. It's pretty subtle though. I think most of the clearing got done etherically. And they're stabilizing, integrating. I think we're done. Does that feel complete?
It does.
And how do you feel now compared to when we started?
I feel lighter and I feel less pain.
Good. All right. So again, you can do similar work on your own. And as the other, as we said with Deanna, if you come back to this recording in the archive and do your segment, they'll continue working this because they couldn't get it all, but they did as much as they could.
Mm-hmm.
And you can either do it on your own or work with the recording, you know, note the start and end time on the recording of your segment. And you can just replay that bit as much as you want to.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So, wow. Good work, everybody. We can take just a moment for any feedback or comments on the process. I don't want to go too long because we're already a little past the 90 minutes I was hoping for, but I would like to leave a moment for any questions or comments. So anyone, feel free to, Dale?
Yes. I just have a question, please.
Go ahead.
So if new physical pain came up during this session, is that likely to be something that is up for me for healing or something that I've picked up from one of the other healing?
Hard to know. There's in a sense, when you get into these levels, there's not much difference. And I long ago stopped trying to figure out what was mine and what was anyone else's, because I honestly can't tell the difference anymore. I guess my answer is it doesn't matter as long as it's moving through and clearing. And it also, we could say, depends on the level you're asking the question from. If you're asking the question from a separate ego, it makes sense in a certain way. But if you're at a higher level where you're one with everyone anyway, then the question becomes meaningless because you are everyone else. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so it's probably the ego because I want to know what I'm meant to do about it.
Well, the point is on this call, you don't have to do anything. It should have just passed through. Is there any left?
Yes.
So you're saying there's still some heavy energy in the field?
There's a...
Yeah, there is or no, there isn't?
Oh, it's just gone.
Okay,
never mind.
Okay, good. Yeah, it doesn't stay unless you hold on to it.
Oh, yeah, no, it's completely gone. Oh, thank you.
That's good. Yeah, and if anyone does a process with this or anything else and there's any residual, just ask the mind to clear it. I mean, to say maximum clearing of this heavy energy, the service has good, relax, and they can flush it right out. Yeah. Okay. Problem solved. Yay. Thank you. And looks like Joanne is unmuted.
I wanted to say thank you so much for this healing tonight, you all. And I also wanted to say, as you're commenting about going back to the recording of this, does it make sense for like me to go back to a recording we did in January or March, or does that too long ago?
Well, no, that's why the archive goes back like 5 years. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Remember, the allies are always present in real time in this moment as you listen to a recording.
Yeah.
You can go back to the recording and whatever benefit the allies can give you that relates to what the recording is doing, they'll give you. So I've had people say I've done the same recording over and over again, and I get a different benefit every time and a different experience every time.
Okay. Because I was wondering if it was futile to continue going back to those, but okay, that makes sense then.
Your own experience will tell you if it's helpful or not.
Yeah.
You go into the belief that it can be helpful and you're willing to try it and see what benefit comes, then the same recording can give ever different benefits if you keep running it. If it's a
good thing to
play with. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good question. Thank you, Joanne.
Okay.
Anybody else? All right. So Risa did go fifth. She put that in the notes a long time ago. So well done, everyone. This was so much fun. This was like a deeper level of healing than we've done in past calls like this. So I love, I'm going to have to rewrite the description in future to indicate that everyone's going to get very powerful effects, whether they are on the hot seat or not. Maybe that'll help encourage more people to show up. But even with just, you know, about 9 live participants, we had some very powerful work. But again, there are others who were with us from the recordings beyond the 9. And they were part of it too. And I don't have any idea what that number is. So I'll certainly encourage people to do the recording. I'll write a glowing. In fact, this is going in best of. This was a really good one. Okay, but again, this was because each and every one of us did our part, whether you're live or on the recording. So I was no more responsible for what happened here than anybody else. Again, I was describing it, but I wasn't creating it. So we co-created, the allies and us teamed up magnificently. Y'all did awesome. So delighted with this call. Thank you all very much. If you have any further feedback, feel free to pop me an email. And many blessings to you all. And we'll be back again Monday. And we've got the July events up. If you want to go to astroshaman.com and check out the July events, they're on the homepage, fourth section down. So you can go check them out if you want. All right. Thank you so much. Bye for now. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? I forgot to close the Mesa. So if you're still here, Risa, did you have something you wanted to share real quick?
No, I was saying goodbye.
Oh, okay. So let me correct my mistake. Let's close the Mesa. Hachana. Mama Kia. We're a coach. In tea. Thank you, Alice, for this beautiful experience. Wow, such beautiful healing and awakening. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, please stay with them for as long as it serves highest good. I request that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Thank you. Now we're done. Thank you all very much. Many blessings to you all. Good night.